السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله، جزاك الله، بارك الله، كرمكم الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. مولانا بلال صاحب was reciting the closing verses of Surah Al-Anbiya, the Surah of the Prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many prophets in this surah, starting from Musa and Harun alayhi wasalam to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Zulkifl alayhi salam, Al-Yasa alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam's mother, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. And at the end, Allah said, إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. They used to rush towards good deeds. They wouldn't lag behind. If there was any good deed, they would run to it. Rush. They wouldn't let anyone go ahead of them to do that good deed. They would do it first. And they would call upon us with raghbat and rahbat, shauq and fear. You make dua, you should have raghbat and shauq as well, and hope that Allah is going to accept. But at the same time, you should mix that hope with fear as well, that Allah could reject as well. If there was something wrong in our dua, could be rejected as well. So وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا and وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they had khushu' in them. Khushu', humility, humbleness, devotion, concentration, focus. They were focused in their ibadah. We need to get this concentration and khushu' in our salat. وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ خُشُوع وَالِ مَرْد وَالْخُشُوع وَالِ عَرْتِ. Men with خُشُوع and ladies with خُشُوع. Allah loves this خُشُوع concentration. May Allah give us that concentration level. وَالَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا بِالرُّوحِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا وَابْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Then Allah said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. This is your ummat, one ummat. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ. I am your Rabb. فَاعْبُدُونَ. Therefore worship me. وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. However, people divided their matters and fell into various groups and sects. They will all be coming back to me and returning to me. Then فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. If you do good deeds and you have iman, then your hard work and effort will not go into vain. They will not be disregarded. Allah will appreciate your good deeds. وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. And we are writing your good deeds down. They are being noted down. Therefore, do amali salih with iman and belief. Now, amali salih. What is amali salih? Amali salih will be defined by Allah and His Rasul Himself. When we say iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, only you do we worship, and from only you do we seek help. So this ibadat is amal salih. Ibadat, the definition of ibadat is aqsa ghayat al khudu'i wa tadhallul. The lowest level of humility and humbleness that you can show. Human being putting his forehead on the ground you know, is the most humbleness and humility that you can show. This is why Allah said, don't put your forehead on the ground in front of anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is your creator. He deserves your sujood. He deserves your prostration. So we only worship Allah. We don't worship anyone else. And anything that Allah has said is good, is good. Whether it is salat, siyam, zakat, hajj, tilawat, zikr, it's all amal-e-salih. And this is why, after a few verses, Allah said, what Marana Bilal was reciting, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الزِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. It has been written in the Psalms that the earth will be inherited by my servants who are salih. If we have salah in us, if we have taqwa in us, if we have piety in us, Allah will automatically let us inherit the earth. And we see Sahaba-e Kiram Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَىٰ لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allah promised them that who have iman and who have amal salihah, Allah will make them the successors into the earth, give them the khilafa and control in the land, just as He gave to those before them. And Allah will establish their deen on the earth, which Allah has chosen for them. And Allah will replace khawf with aman, fear with security. Shart is ya'budunani. They worship me properly and they don't associate any partners with me. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. So, who can be more salih and pious than the Sahaba رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ. Apart from Anbiya alayhimus salam, of course they are prophets. But after prophets, the greatest salah, the greatest taqwa, the greatest piety was in Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. Their devotion, their ibadat, their staying awake at night, to the extent that when the jasus and the spy of the enemies came to gather intelligence and then returned to his emperor, the emperor asked him, what type of people are they? And he replied, بِاللَّيْلِ رُغْبَانِ وَبِالنَّهَارِ فُرْسَانِ. By night they are monks and by day they are warriors. The two things cannot combine in a person. But their condition is that at night they are crying, weeping, sobbing, crying their eyes out in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi alayhi, who liberated Baytul Maqdis from the zulm and tyranny of the Crusaders for 80 years. They had wreaked havoc in Baytul Maqdis. Sultan Salahuddin was the one who advanced and who liberated it. It is said that he was extremely punctual of his Qiyamul Layl, and he had instructed his army as well to perform Qiyamul Layl properly. And he used to go out and check. So he went around checking one night, and all the tents of the soldiers and the army were busy in tahajjud, Qiyamul Layl, except one tent, who were sleeping. So he said, min hadhihi al-khaymati nukta. If defeat comes, it will come from this tent. Those tents who are busy in their ibadat and qiyamul layl, they will never be defeated. Because of their salah, because of their taqwa, because of their ibadat and worship, Allah will give them victory. But those who are sleeping,
at the time of tahajjud, at the time of begging from Allah, then their sleep will bring us defeat. This is what's missing from the Ummah today. Ummah is not worshipping Allah as it should be worshipping. We struggle to pray 5 times a day, let alone tahajjud, let alone zikr, fikr, let alone du'as, crying in front of Allah. This is why we are suffering. We need to understand where the problem is and cure that problem. We need people who cry in front of Allah. Allah, give me the tawfiq to cry as well. Give us all to worship Allah, stand before Him, especially in these blessed days of Ramadan, nights of Ramadan. Value them, cherish them, stand before Allah, especially in Laylatul Qadr, and cry in front of Allah, beg from Allah. Allah's help will come. We have to plead to Allah, beg Allah. Our Hazrat, Maulana Yusuf Ta'ala Sahib Damat Barakatuh, explained to us what is tagarru', girgirahat, pleading. He said, when the ice cream man comes outside to sell ice cream, and he rings the ringtone, and children run to buy ice cream from him. So one child comes to his mom, "Mummy, give me some money, I want to buy ice cream." And the mummy said, "But there is ice cream in the freezer, get from there." He said, "No, I want it from the ice cream." "But you just had some ice cream a little while ago." "No, mummy, I want ice cream, please." Mummy doesn't give, mummy is going, he's running after mummy, holding her dress, pulling it. "I want money, please, I want money, I want money, please give me, please, 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 I want money." And then the mom would say, "Please, take it." He said, "This is pleading." And this is how they used to plead. They used to go to Makkah, they used to hold on to the Khilaf of Kaaba, and they used to plead and cry in front of Allah. That's pleading. Our Prophet himself was pleading. In Multazam, after Hajar al-Aswad, he was crying. Hazrat Umar was there. And Hazrat Umar was also, you know, shedding few tears. Prophet ﷺ turned around and saw him. And he said, "Ha huna tuskabu al-adarat. Ha huna tuskabu al-adarat." This is the place where tears are shed. Cry over here. Crying here is good for you. So, we need to cry to Allah with rahaban wa rahaba. Rahbat and rahbat, shauk and fear. Remember Him, cry in front of Him, and you know, plead to Him, and then Allah's help will come. Allah wants to see us do something. Allah's help will definitely come, but Allah will test us, check us. After that, Allah's help will come. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. They were shaken. Calamities came upon them. Afflictions came. They were zalzala. Zalzala means earthquake. They were shaken like an earthquake. So much severely, until the Rasuls also began to shake. And people said, "Mata Nasrullah? When will Allah's help come?" So much has happened and no help is coming. Mata Nasrullah? Allah said, "Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb." Lo, the help of Allah is very close. It's close, but it's just checking. You're crying, you're pleading. So whenever we want something, we have to beg from Allah. And when we beg from Allah, ask from Him, cry in front of Him, He will definitely give. If the time is right, He will give you whatever you want. For your Madinatul Ulum, your Qarz-e Hasana, you will have to cry to Allah. Of course we make fundraisings and this and that, but then we have to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Maulana Qasim Nanutvi rahmatullahi alayhi established Darul Ulum Deoband, and then he went to Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj. Haji Imdadullah Sahib, Muhajir Makki, his Shaykh, was in Makkah Mukarramah. So Maulana Qasim Nanutvi was really happy and said, Hazrat, we have established Darul Uloom. Hazrat Haji Sahib said, Mawlana Qasim Sahib, you have established Darul Uloom? Where are all my tears and my crying and my du'as for your institution? Hazrat Haji Sahib's du'as were the giving him the push from behind him. Our akabir, they cry for us at night, they pray for us, and their du'as are what take us forward. So we, along with their du'as, we should also cry. We need people in our community who shed few tears in the court of Allah and beg Allah's help. Then Allah's help will come. You have heard the story of, narrated by Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi Alayh. There was this pious person. People used to give him money as amanat, safekeeping. So he would say, don't give me as amanat, give me as loan. I will look after it, but if I need it, I will use it as well. I'll keep it as loan so I can use it as well. They would say, alright. And when they would want their money back, he would take and give. If he had it, if he didn't, he would take from someone else and give them. Now he fell ill. So all the creditors heard of the sad news that he is on his deathbed. So they all came and surrounded his bed and sat down. Hazrat, our money please. I don't have money. So, but we need our money. We gave you it for safekeeping. You gave me this qarz. But I don't have anything to pay that qarz at the moment. Now, he didn't take the loan for himself. He never used a single cent or dollar for himself. He used to help other people with that qarz. So he said, you gave me this qarz. I don't have anything to pay. But we want our money. He said, alright, sitting. And he is making dua in his heart. Allah, do something. In the meantime, they hear the crying of a boy. You know, screaming of a boy. Mitai, mitai, mitai. Yet he was going around selling mitai, sweet. So Hazrat said to someone, call that young boy. So they called him. And they said, how much mitai you got there? Okay, all these people sitting here, feed them all. She was really happy. I don't have to go around, you know, every house. I can sell all my mitai here and go home and play. So all the mitai was given out, whole basket was finished. And he said, Hazrat, my money? I said, I don't have money. But Hazrat, I need my money. I don't have money. But you have to give me my money. Look, these people, I owe them all money. They are coming here to sitting here for their money. You also sit with them. And he started crying, said, no, Hazrat, I want my money. If I go home without mummy, without my money, my mommy will kill me. My mommy will kill me. She shouted at me, I can't go without my money. Please give me my money. But I haven't got money. But no, you have to give me money from somewhere. Give me money. I want my money now. And he's crying. Hazrat is also giving him the chabi and making him cry more. In the meantime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes. Allah sent someone. Knocks on the door and says, take this bag of money, give to the sheikh. And in that bag, there was bags of money for all those creditors who were sitting there, and there was a small bag for that mitai child as well. So Hazrat said, check what's in there. And they check, and there is money for everyone. All their debts are paid. The boy is paid as well. When everything is settled, Hazrat said, I knew that Allah's help will come. But I wanted someone to cry, to shake, you know, the door of Allah and bring the help down instantly. So I did this hila and this tadbir, this planning to call the young boy, make him cry, and Allah's help will arrive. Today, the ummah is in a turmoil, and ummah needs people who cry in front of Allah. Allah's help will come, but we need to cry in front of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq to do so. Look at the whole world, what's happening. We need to shed few tears in front of Allah to attract a
Allah's help. This is what Allah is saying. أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرْثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. If we have salah in us, if we are good, you know, if we get rid of our facade, and if we become good, if we become pious, if we develop at this life of taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our help. Of course, we need to work as well, go forward, do what we need to do, but at the same time, lead a life of taqwa, a life of piety. And in order to soften our hearts and make this habit of crying, we need to do some zikr of Allah. Because Allah's zikr softens the heart. Allah's zikr gets rid of the hard-heartedness. You know, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ تَصْدَوْ كَمَا يَصْدَوْ الْحَدِيدِ إِذَا صَابَهُ الْمَا وَإِنَّ جِلَاهَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. That the hearts get rusted just as metal gets rusted. And the polish of the heart is through zikrullah. The more zikr you do, the more your heart will be polished. And you know, it will become clean, like a mirror in the bathroom. Steam comes over it, and you clean it with a nice cloth, with some polish, and it looks really nice. The windows, they start gleaming. Similarly, our heart starts gleaming through zikrullah. It becomes soft. Qasawat al-qalbiya is removed with zikrullah. ثُمَّ قَسَلْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَيَّكَ الْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Hearts become hard like rocks. Like rocks. كَالْحِجَارَةِ. In fact, harder than rocks. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً بَلْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً أَوْ إِذْ بِمَعْنَى بَلْ بَلْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Because from hard, from rocks, sometimes rivers flow. Sometimes rocks split up and water comes up. And some rocks fall due to the fear of Allah. When a tornado comes, heavy winds come, some rocks fall. We think that the rocks fell because of their wind. No, the stones and the rocks fall because of the fear of Allah. Because when the tornado comes, they are scared of the wrath of Allah. And that's what causes them to fall. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقُّهُ فَيَخُرْجُ مِنْهُ الْمَا وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Shaykh Najmuddin Al-Kiri rahmatullah alayhi says that if you wanted to break a rock, then you take a pickaxe and you hit it. He said, it won't break. Or, even if it was to break, it would take you a long time to break. But if few people gather and they all take pickaxe and they all start hitting the rock, then within a few moments they will crumble it and break it. Break that rock into pieces. So he says, similarly, our hearts become hard like rock. And if you do infiradi zikr on your own, then it's like a single person trying to break that rock. But if few people gather in majlis zikr, then they are like that collective, you know, attempt on that rock which will break it. Similarly, the collective effort, majlis of zikr, is something which will affect everyone. When people are doing zikr together, the first thing we get is the boost and the nishaq. The sleep goes away. And then, you know, when we do zikr together, we get consistency. We remember our time of zikr. That is time of zikr. After fajr, I have to do my zikr. Otherwise, if we do on our own, sometimes we get lazy, we forget. But you know that this is the time of zikr. I have to attend that majlis of zikr. You are, you know, punctual. You show punctuality. This togetherness is formed and everybody does together. Everybody benefits from the zikr. And when the collective zikr is made in a gathering, then Allah's rahmah increases. Because the more people taking and chanting Allah's name, the more Allah's rahmah is attracted towards that gathering. This is what the hadith says.
غشيتهم الرحمة نزلت عليهم السكينة حفتهم الملائكة ذكرهم الله في من عنده. And few people sit together and do zikr, then Allah's rahmah comes down, showers, you know, like a heavy rainfall upon their hearts. And sakina comes. We get sukoon, tranquility in our hearts. And malaika come looking for that gathering. And they surround that gathering. And Allah mentions them in front of those malaika who are carrying the throne of Allah, the arsh of Allah. The malaika yakarrubiyin, those malaika angels who are close to Allah, Allah mentions that gathering in front of them. Look at my servants, they are busy in my zikr. Allah is proud of that majlis of zikr. There is hadith which says, Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyaratan fuhuran yaltamisuna majalis al-zikr. Allah has appointed certain angels who roam around and who are additional, who have no duty assigned to them. Their only duty is to go and look for majlis of zikr. And whenever they hear of a majlis of zikr, they quickly rush towards that majlis of zikr. They surround that majlis. They bring rahmah upon the hearts of zakirin. And then, when the majlis finishes, concludes, they go, return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although having knowledge of everything, asks them, where have you come from? We've come from these bondsmen of yours who were doing your zikr, remembering you. What were they doing? They were glorifying you, praising you. What were they asking for? They were begging for your jannah. Have they seen my jannah? No, they haven't. What if they saw my jannah? Oh, then they would ask for it more. What were they seeking ifazat and protection from? They were seeking protection from your Jahannam. Have they seen my Jahannam? No, they haven't. What if they had seen it? If they saw it, they would seek more protection from it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, then my malaika bear witness. I have given them what they were asking for. I have protected them from what they were seeking protection. And bear witness that I have forgiven them all. Because of that majlis of zikr. And they say, Parvardigale Alam, there was someone who did not come for zikr. He was just passing by. He sat momentarily for a few moments and then he departed. He did not come to do zikr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have forgiven him as well because humul qawm la yashqa bihim jaleesum. They are such people that whoever sits with them for a bit, he won't be deprived either. He will get the barakat of zikr as well. So, these majalis of zikr are extremely important. And you know, I was reading this book about latest book, Zikr ke Halqe Jannat ke Baghat, is written by Hazrat Maulana Azizur Rahman Sahib Hazari, Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Nawarallahu Maqadahu. And he has mentioned that majalis se zikr had been going on since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all 1400 years. And ulama of Deoband, their majalis of zikr, Hazrat Gangohi's majalis of zikr, Hazrat Nanotvi's zikr, Hazrat Haji Sahib's majalis of zikr, majalis of zikr in Deoband. And Deoband is not just the name of one town. Deoband is all those who are connected, affiliated to that Darul Uloom and that seminary and that institute. They all did zikr. Even till today, you go to Darul Uloom and in Chatta Masjid, Majlis says zikr throughout the year, every day after Fajr. And at the moment, Hazrat Maulana Arshad Madani is there in Ehtikaf and he has regular Majlis of zikr every day. His bayanat every day. So, Majlis of zikr, you know, halq, zikr ki halqe, jannat ki baghat. This is, you know, taken from the hadith, إِذَا مَرَرْتُ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُ. Whenever you pass by the gardens of Jannah, then graze in there. They ask, Ya Rasulullah, what are the gardens of Jannah? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, حِلَقُ الزِّكْرِ. Halqa of zikr. That is the bar of Jannah. That is the garden of paradise. Therefore, majalis-e-zikr are extremely important. When you sit in majalis-e-zikr, you do zikr of Allah, you take Allah's name, then this has effect on your heart. Your heart softens up, and the hard-heartedness goes away. And when your heart softens, then that softness will help you to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, ibku, fa in lam tabku fatabak. People cry. If you can't cry, then pretend to be like someone who is crying. You know, make an attempt to cry. Make a face of someone who is crying. In fact, in Tilawat al-Quran, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Innal Quran nazala bihuznin, faqra'uhu bihuznin. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتُمُوهُ فَبْكُوا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا رواه ابن ماجه. Quran was revealed with sadness, an effect of huzn and sadness in it. So read it with a sorrowful tune. Don't read it with an exciting tune. Read it with a huzn and sorrowful tune. And when you read it, cry. If you can't cry, pretend to be like someone who is crying. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, who is the most beautiful reciter of the Quran? And he replied, Man idha sami'tahu yaqra'u hasibtahu yakhsha Allah. That person is the most beautiful reciter whom, when you hear him reciting, you feel that he is fearful of Allah. His heart is crying out of the fear of Allah. So, crying is something good. We need to make this habit of crying for the sake of Allah, with the fear of Allah. Remember the prophets, يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. Remember the crying and the tears of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ in tahajjud. And his chest, you know, would be like a boiling kettle. Put. When the kettle is boiling, that noise comes. His chest would let out noise like a boiling kettle due to the amount of crying. Excessive crying, abundance of crying. So we need to shed a few tears for the sake of Allah. Think, my dear brothers, when was the last time I cried out of fear of Allah? When was the last time I shed a few tears in my dua? When was the last time I shed a few tears due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think carefully. And if you haven't cried, then start now in Ramadan. Talk to Allah. Cry in front of Allah in your duas, in your solitude, when you are alone. Soften your heart. Sit in the majalis of zikr. Do some zikr of Allah. Read some Quran. And inshallah, your tears will benefit you, your family, your children, your neighbors, your institute, your masjid. Everybody will benefit from the few tears which you shed. Closing up, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, beautiful hadith. He said, عَيْنَانِ لَا تَمَسُّهُمَ النَّارِ عَيْنٌ بَكَتْ مِنْ خَشِيَةِ اللَّهِ وَعَيْنٌ بَاتَتْ تَحْرُسُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Two eyes, the fire of Jahannam will not touch them. It means that the eyes will not go in Jahannam, so that person himself will not go in Jahannam. Because Allah is not such to take someone's eyes out and put the rest of the body in Jahannam. If the eyes won't go, then the whole body won't go in Jahannam. They will be protected from Jahannam. Those two eyes, number one, that eye which cried out of the fear of Allah, and that eye which stayed away at night doing chowkidari and in the path of Allah, and night duty and looking after people in the path of Allah, then that eye also will not go. In fact, in one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if tears come out of the eye, even if they are equivalent to the head of a fly, Rasul Zuba, then that tear will be enough to bring forgiveness and wipe away all the sins of the whole life. The water of the seven oceans cannot wash your heart, but small tears from your eyes can cleanse and purify and wash away the dirty effects from your heart and sins of the heart, and forgiven, all everything forgiven just by tears coming out from your eyes and trickling down your cheek. See, this is the benefit of crying in the fear of Allah. Allah, like Sahaba used to cry at night, bin layli ruhban, wa bin nahari khursan. And this was the reason for their salah and their piety and their taqwa and whatever Allah blessed them and gave them was because of their salah and the piety. This is what Allah said, Yarithuha ibadi as-salihun. My slaves who are salih will inherit the earth. May Allah make us from salihin. Tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bis-salihin. Say wa alhiqna bis-salihin. Oh Allah, give us death while we are Muslim and join us with the salihin, with your righteous servant. Peygambers, prophets used to make this dua. We also need to make this dua. May Allah give us tawfiq and join us with the salihin. Short dua, and then you can make your own duas. You should be good. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما. اللهم ارزقنا عينين هطالتين تسقيان القلب بظروف الدمع من خشيتك يا رب العالمين. ربنا اجعلنا لك ذكارا لك شكارا لك مطواعا لك مخبتا إليك أواها منيبا. ربنا تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا وأجب دعوتنا وثبت حجتنا واهد قلوبنا واسلل سخيمة صدورنا يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا فإنه لا نازع لما أعطيت. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نسألك رحمة من عندك تهدي بها قلوبنا وتجمع بها شعثنا وتلم بها أمورنا وتلوم بها شعثنا وتحفظ بها وترفع بها شاهدنا وتحفظ بها غائبنا وتبيض بها وجوهنا وتزكي بها قلوبنا وتعصمنا بها من كل سوء يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم استر واجبر واحفظ واهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها أجمعين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم يا أرحم الراحمين. من زول بك كل حاجة يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أجود الأجودين يا راحم المساكين يا ناصر المستضعفين يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ونستغفرك نسألك التوبة. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا فإنه لا نعزي على ما أعطيت ولا يعصمنا
الجنة من الجنة يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving, you are the most merciful, you are the most kind, you are the most generous. Oh Allah, we beg you for your forgiveness, we beg you for your mercy, we beg you for your kindness. Oh Allah, we admit we are very sinful. Oh Allah, we admit our guilt. Oh Allah, we have erred, we have disobeyed. Oh Allah, we have disobeyed, we have used your ni'mats for your disobedience, we have used your ni'mat of our eyes for your disobedience, our ears for listening to things we shouldn't be listening, your ni'mat of tongue for saying things we shouldn't be saying. Oh Allah, we have used your bounties, we have ate your rizq, we have drunk your drink and whatever you provided for us, we have enjoyed your ni'mat and we have still disobeyed you. Oh Allah, we are guilty, we are sinful. Oh Allah, we are your sinful servants. Oh Allah, but here we are, Allah, lifting our hands before you, begging you for your forgiveness. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon us, please forgive us, please forgive all our sins, major ones, minor ones, the ones we committed in broad daylight, the ones we committed in the darkness of the night. Oh Allah, the ones we committed in private, the ones we committed in public. Ya Allah, you know our sins better than us. You have the ability to forgive us. You love to forgive. Allah, please forgive us. Allah, please forgive us. Allah, please forgive us. Please forgive our parents. Please forgive our family members, our partners, our children, our brothers, sisters, our neighbors. Allah, please forgive the Muslims of this locality. Please forgive the Muslims of this country. Please forgive the Muslims of the whole world. Allah, please forgive all our marhumin who have died, who have gone to their graves. Allah, please forgive them. Please shower your rahmah and mercy upon their graves. Please give them sukoon in their graves. Please make their graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Please give them noor and light in their graves. Allah, when our time comes, make our death easy for us. Allah, may Allah protect us from painful death. Allah, make our death easy for us. Allah, take us from this dunya with kalma iman on our lips. Take us from this dunya in such a state that you are happy with us. We are happy with you. You long to meet us, we long to meet you. Allah, make our death easy for us. Make our lives after death easy for us. Make our lives in the qabr easy for us. Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of jahannam. Allah, give us your fear. And Allah, give us your fear. Give us your khawf. Give us your ma'rifat. Give us your nasis. Give us your love. Allah, allow us to mix our love and fear both together, to love you and to be fearful of you. Allah, allow us to rectify our lives, rectify our conditions, to draw ourselves closer to you. Give us your ma'rifat and your nasis. Allow us to bring ourselves closer to you. Accept our humble du'as. Fulfill our needs. Allah, and Allah, give us the tawfiq to beg from you in the manner which we should beg from you. And Allah, help us, protect us, take care of us. Take care of us, our families, our institute, our masajid, our madaris. Fulfill our needs and the needs of our masajid and madaris. Allah, accept all the khidmat that are taking place over here. Protect this institute and take it from strength to strength. Allah, accept our humble du'as and our safar. Be pleased with us. Give us all those good things which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked from you. Protect us from all those evils from which he sought your protection. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rahmatullahi alaihi wa sallam.